Please join me in prayer. Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditations of all of our hearts be worthy for you this day. Amen. God is a verb. Yes, God is a verb, an action word. God is not a wizened old man with a flowing white beard floating somewhere in the ethers of space out in the universe. God is not a burning bush. God is not a statue. The Bible says God is love, and love is a verb. So God is a verb. Why is it important to say this in a message entitled, A Time to Nurture? What does the nature of God's being have to do with nurturing? Well, everything. As Nina read through the verses of Ecclesiastes this morning, images came up for each of you of the various activities outlined. Depending on your present circumstances, certain passages had more meaning and sharper images than others. But you all found something in that list which you could identify with. That's because this is a list of the things of life, the activities which give us life in all its forms, in abundance. In verse 11, we are told, He has given us the desire to know the future, but never gives us the satisfaction of fully understanding what he does. Just as children growing up, we are orchestrated by our parents and teachers and caregivers through the activities of life, which will nurture our development into mature individuals. God, by arranging these activities listed in Ecclesiastes, is nurturing us to mature in spiritual and emotional understanding of the universe and all that it holds. And as Corey read to us from Ephesians 4, he did this to prepare God's people for the work of Christian service in order to build up the body of Christ. The rest of the passage goes on to describe how and why God is nurturing us in this way, so that when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. God is at work in this COVID-19 pandemic. What better way to affect lasting change than through a world catastrophe? We cannot see it yet, nor do we have the capacity to understand all the activities and parts which are in motion. But we should rest in the knowledge that through all of the chaos, there is a divine plan at work. If you were to think for just one moment otherwise, you would be thinking without faith. Do you really believe that a minuscule little bug is greater than the power of God? God could strike it dead in an instant if it were not serving a divine purpose. We just do not understand. Or, as a famous leader out there keeps saying, it's a media hoax. Take, for instance, the other viruses and bacteria which are present in the world, and for which we have mastered a cure, or at least a treatment. Has it had any effect on wiping them out? Or are we just complacent about the deaths which are still caused by them? During the past 5 months, while we have been fretting about the COVID-19 virus, 2.5 million African children have died from malaria. 4.5 million people have died from heart disease. Another 3 million people have died from a stroke. 750,000 and they will be with us after this virus is conquered or subdued to a tolerable level. We are told the only way of beating COVID-19 is with a vaccine, and billions are being spent to research and come up with one. Yet, we have vaccines for smallpox, chickenpox, polio, and measles that mothers refuse to give to their children. How many of you got the flu vaccine this fall? How can we blame God for the misery of the world when we act so callously with the science he has allowed to be revealed to us? It seems to me that the words of Psalms 131 meant exactly as a solution to the dilemma we find ourselves in as humankind. We need to give up our pride and turn away from our arrogance and leave the larger matters of how to deal with this bug to God's motivating grace, working with the scientists who have been schooled and prepared for this very task by you-know-who for just such a situation. The psalmist finishes with, "Trust in the Lord now and forever." And I am prepared to do just that. While listening to those who have been put in positions of authority about how to rest content while the work of life goes on. Today is Mother's Day. It is the day we celebrate the persons in our lives who provided us with life and nurtured us as children, providing for us to thrive and grow into mature individuals. Nurturing is a basic instinct of womanhood, but not exclusive to women. Men, too, can be nurturers in today's liberal worldview. We must also recognize and acknowledge that nourishing is not a gender-specific activity. Jesus nurtured his disciples in spiritual teachings and taught them about how to heal and how to pray. The Great Commission calls on us to go forward and make disciples of all nations. This happens when we take the lessons that we have learned by studying the teachings in the Bible and the comfort we enjoy through the grace of God as Christians and share with our friends the grace we have felt. We need the time with other believers as nourishment for our faith. This fellowship includes building each other up to share love, laughter, pain, and sorrow. This fellowship is vital to spiritual maturity, and it is what we're craving now in this time of isolation and distancing. God doesn't ask us to pray because he doesn't know our needs. He knows everything that's going on with us. We don't pray for God's sake, but for ours. How else can we experience the reality of his love unless we tell him our heartache, our needs, our longing, and our joy? How else can we feel his comfort and see his answers materialize in our lives? Have you ever prayed about a situation and felt God's presence and peace, even though nothing had changed? Of course you have. Especially if you've been around St. Paul's the past 10 years. Praying makes us spend time with God, our Father. Prayer shows we are dependent on him, and needing his nurturing. Prayer strengthens our faith. Prayer is essential for our spiritual growth. So, today, spend some quiet time thinking about all of the people and events which have nourished you over the years. And give thanks to God the bird, which is the breath of wind on the water, the glint of light in the darkness, the hint of greatness in the sleeping child, and the puff of cloud on the horizon. And believe that God is at work in his world, and that all will be well with our souls. Amen.